Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I'm Nicole Chen, Client Associate at The Lamb Group, located in Pasadena at UBS Financial Services, Inc. In the next three episodes, we'll talk a little bit more about foreign currency. In today's episode, we'll talk about the dollar's unusual year and why the world's reserve currency has been under pressure. Historically, the U.S. dollar has tended to move in step with the U.S. stocks and bonds. In 2025, however, that relationship started to break down. The U.S. dollar depreciated by around 10% in 2025, marking one of its steepest declines in more than 50 years. At the same time, the S&P 500 grew more than 16% over the past year. There are three main reasons behind the dollar's recent depreciation. First, the dollar's traditional safe haven appeal has come under pressure. In times of uncertainty, global investors have historically moved into U.S. assets such as treasuries, the S&P 500, and other dollar-denominated investments. That risk-free reputation has long supported the dollar, but in 2025, some investors began reassessing that view because of the uncertainty and risk surrounding the current administration. The U.S. dollar accounted for roughly 58% of global foreign exchange reserves, even though the U.S. represents only about a quarter of the global GDP. In 2024, countries held approximately $6.8 trillion in U.S. dollars. Now, in 2026, global central banks only hold about $3.9 trillion U.S. dollar-denominated assets. Currencies are driven by relative attractiveness and not absolutes. Even if the U.S. economy remains relatively healthy, investors and other governments may still seek greater risk in holding too much exposure to the dollar. As a result, central banks and investors have diversified away from the dollar by increasing gold holdings, expanding currency hedges, or allocating more capital internationally. This also helps explain the break from the usual pattern of the stock market moving in sync with the dollar. Investors can still buy U.S. stocks while hedging their currency exposure or funding those purchases in other currencies. Second, interest rates matter. In 2025, the Federal Reserve delivered about a 75 basis points of cut, and market expectations centered on additional easing into early 2026. Higher interest rates generally support a currency because they allow investors to earn more on deposits and bonds. When rates are lowered, that support fades, and investors often look elsewhere for returns. Over the past several years, elevated U.S. rates helped strengthen the dollar. The challenge for the Federal Reserve is that inflation and employment data have not always moved in the same direction. In earlier cycles, the Fed could focus on bringing inflation down first and then cut rates once those conditions stabilize. Today, policymakers are balancing inflation concerns with signs of slowing economic activity, which creates uncertainty around the future path of interest rates. Third, investor confidence in monetary policy and fiscal discipline plays a major role. If markets begin to question the fiscal spending, government debt levels, or even the independence and credibility of the Federal Reserve, the currency can come under pressure, even if economic growth remains relatively solid. Of course, a weaker U.S. dollar does not affect only the United States. Many currencies are closely tied to the dollar, and countries that trade heavily in dollars can feel the effects as well. When their dollar declines, other currencies often strengthen, which can create overheating risks in some economies. We have seen versions of this dynamic before, including in parts of Japan and Southeast Asia in earlier decades, although the scale of these episodes were much larger. In the next episode, we'll take a closer look at what a weak dollar means for other major currencies.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.